I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
So Kristen was on the show yesterday at this time, but somehow, someway made it to Maui.
I did.
Laid out. Got this amazing tan.
Mm-hmm.
And then made it back here in 24 hours. That is a beautiful tan you are rocking from
Thank
Maui.
You. And let's not get crazy. I didn't go to Maui. I stayed on the East Coast. I just went to the Bahamas for a quick beach.
Silly me.
Beach. Light trip.
I also have the Bahamas in my bathroom cabinet, but
my Bahamas is courtesy of Kaylee. Wife, Erin, and Coco Bella tanning.
Very beautiful tan you're rocking today.
Thank you very much.
You needed this confidence going into the weekend.
I'm hoping. And also, tan fat looks thinner than pale fat. So we're going for that as well.
Come on.
True story.
So we are all going to be heading out to a radio convention to learn radio over the next couple of days.
We need it.
Everybody needs it. We especially need it. So Kristen, are you hosting a panel, or are you sitting on the panel?
I'm not hosting a panel. I am sitting on a panel.
Okay, and I am hosting a panel called, no pressure here, Saving Radio.
Oh. Wow.
In 30 minutes or less.
Right. No problem at all.
Oh, no, man. They give them 45 minutes, Abby, and then there's a 15-minute Q&A.
Oh, God, we needed the extra 30.
Well, the way most radio guys talk isn't in short clips, so it's really only two questions in 45 minutes for my panel. But Kristen's sitting on a panel. She's been stressing about it now for weeks.
And no pressure for mine. Mine is called Masters of the Morning.
Oh, damn. Oh, wow.
Can't wait to tell them about Kristen's stupid bit of the week. It's funny how we handle the same thing very differently.
Uh-huh.
I'm over here days out getting spray tans and whatnot. I'm actually trying to focus less on the aesthetic portion of the panel. Haven't even picked out what I'm going to wear yet. Normally, I have my outfits chosen weeks in advance. You know, Mo, I'm crazy about the fits when I go on this trip, conference.
Are you checking a bag?
No, okay. I won't check a bag. But I am so in my head about this panel and who I'm sitting with, because these are big names in the radio industry on some very big shows. And then there's us. But no, that's not true. The Burt Show is very much looked up to in the radio industry. I know when I was going to boot camps, that's where I met Burt, mm-hmm. was at a morning show boot camp years ago, and very much looked up to the Burt Show and wanted to be a part of this show when I was a baby DJ in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Looks way better from the outside, doesn't it?
It does. And so I recognize our name comes with some recognition, and that's because what Burt has built over the past 20 plus years.
Thank you.
So I get to sit on, you know, there's a big wig, Dennis Clark, that hit me up and wanted me to be on this panel. And I'm like, can't say no to Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw some of the names that were on it. I mean, we have somebody from the Kid Craddock Show, the Bobby Bone Show, Elvis Duran, the Fred Show, the Rula Show. And it's just,
within our industry, these are really big syndicated shows.
Yes. And the other night, I woke up at 2 a.m. And I just sat there for over an hour pretending like I was on the panel.
Well, there's a couple of things in play here, I think, for you this time, mostly. So the last time that Kristen was on a panel, it ended up being, for no fault of her, she was fine. She was great. But a radio guy decided that he was going to dress up in character. It's even hard to explain. As a sultan of his own radio island, and came in character with security guards and was role-playing this guy on stage and kind of upstaged everybody that was on the panel, and it made it really uncomfortable for everyone. We understood what he was trying to do.
It went left.
It went, yeah, it was just really, really odd. And Kristen was so stressed out going into that panel, and this guy kind of...
nightmares come true.
I did not find this out literally... Like, we were about to walk on stage, and then this was presented to me to what was happening.
But if there were people that left that panel, they weren't happy with what they saw, it had nothing to do with you.
Well, I know, but I was still a part of it, so my name's attached to it.
I feel like I would have appreciated that, because anything I did, they wouldn't remember anyway after
probably,
what he did.
Yeah. I probably need to get out of my head, for sure.
And but then you didn't even want to do this one, and I, like, pushed her. I'm like, you've got to do this one.
Well, so the... And then last year, there was a really big panel before us. So once again, huge names partnered up with big wigs of companies and program directors. And like you had Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club. There were other like just big personalities. And so that was the panel right before ours. And when I say we could not get control of the room, and then as soon as our panel started, there was a mass exodus of people. It was not a confidence builder.
It can be intimidating, that's for
sure. It's very intimidating. Yeah. And it's one thing to sit in here and like talk on the mic with you guys, and it's another thing to be sitting in this large ballroom and all your peers are staring at you, mm-hmm. people that you follow on social media and you look up to and that you've known for quite some time, and just being like, don't say anything stupid because they're going to wonder how you've been managing to do this for 20 years.
Nah, what a tremendous compliment for you, though. I mean, those are really big names, and a compliment for everybody that's in the studio that we have representation on that panel. I mean, those are really, really big names.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
For you to be on it is like a huge honor and compliment.
So what I'll do is this. Being on it is the honor. I'll just try not to say anything.
You can't mess that up.
Yeah, you already got the tan.
It's perfect.
You're rocking that tan, man. So, yeah, and the way that I've been preparing for it is I, like, finished my questions up yesterday. I sent them to everybody that's on the panel. And I don't get nervous about these things until right before game time.
Oh, see, I like to build the anxiety and anticipation.
I'm the same way, I get it.
Uh-huh. I'll go into it totally and completely overprepared. I'll have 20 questions ready to go, knowing that I'm only going to get to 4 of them, and that kind of settles my nerves. Plus, I've done it for so many years, and there's almost a responsibility for people like you and I, because a lot of those that attend are much like Abby, who is just now starting off in radio, and... Kristen and I were Abby years and years and years ago, and we just... We just couldn't get enough education from the elders of radio, right? They took us under their wing. They explained a lot of stuff to us. They would take us out to dinners, get us really drunk.
That's when I learned the most, by the way.
For sure.
I mean, the panels are great, but it was the dinners afterwards with your radio icons. Like, I will never forget... Kid Craddock got a limo for a bunch of people, and I don't know how I ended up in there.
Was this New Orleans?
But I did. Oh, no, I don't. I think it was Chicago.
Okay.
I think it was a Chicago. I don't remember anything about that New Orleans one. But I just remember sitting in there and looking around at Jeff and Jer and Kid. And
these are these big shows like 10, 15 years ago.
And just like trying to soak everything in.
Yeah. And now I think that you and I have a responsibility. Look, I don't really quite enjoy going to these things as much as I used to anymore, mostly because I don't drink like I did back in the day. And now I have a family. But I do think that there's a responsibility for us to do the best we can for the Abbeys or the Moes and whoever else.
Yeah.
And you got to do what you got to do and do it in the best way. And I also think radio is in this tipping point right now. Like, if we don't get together and figure it out, bye-bye radio.
So my big question is, since you're stepping into the role of sort of being the heads of radio and teaching the young ones, what time does the limo leave?
Yeah. I would like to know that as well. Yeah. Once I start making Kidcratic money, I'll let you know.
It would be a really fun idea for us to do that, though, is do a night out. Are you guys up for that?
I'm with it.
You sure?
Yeah. Well, we have to do it Thursday night because that's the only night we have there. I mean, I guess we could do it Wednesday night, but also Friday morning is my panel, so.
And Friday afternoon is mine. I'm not going to do that thing.
Wednesday.
Let's do it.
The Burt Show.